Welcome to GL Live. This is a board game podcast hosted by Gaming Library. How's everybody doing? My name is Leo.
Hi, I'm Glory.
And we are going to be your hosts for GL Live. And we're so excited to now have this new podcast format.
Yes.
And, you know, GL Live has gone through many different phases.
Okay.
And now this is a new chapter.
Can you just brief us on the history of GL Live?
Okay. Well, I'm glad to have you now part of this journey.
Thank you.
This is basically, we're turning a page. GL Live has been Gaming Library's baby since about April of last year, 2018, mm-hmm. right? And personally, I was the one who birthed said baby. And now you're in on the gig. Mm-hmm. If ever this turns into a crime, you are now an accessory. So we started as a Facebook Live show that aired every week,
yes.
right? And it would be about, you know, 45 minutes to an hour and a half if the discussions were going well. And essentially, we just talked about news under the Gaming Library banner, some promos we had, community stuff, and of course, new arrivals. Mm-hmm. But now that we have this new format as an audio podcast, whenever people can absorb it or just have the time to listen, there's more we can do, I think. Mm-hmm.
I also believe that. I also do a podcast, and I feel like it's really more immersive because you can talk for an hour and a half, and people will listen. People will consume that content.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why we're doing this here, why we're transitioning, is because it's a different age, right? 2018, it was the year of Facebook streaming. It's when everyone was there. But now we know that people our age, people who are into board games, people who have busy lives, they just don't have the time to tune in anymore.
Yep.
And we want to give you guys that option mm-hmm. to absorb and to digest this board gaming content in the Philippines. At your own leisure.
Yep.
Right? That's what's important. And we want to bring it to you guys when it's comfortable and convenient to you. So on behalf of all of the Gaming Library family here, on behalf of Glory and I, we would like to say thank you for joining us for this inaugural GL Live audio podcast.
And so since we are doing a GLive 2.0, kumbaga, right? So there are other contents that we will be creating, not just this podcast. Mm-hmm. So there will also be new videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also new live content.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. This is just the tip of the iceberg, mga kaibigan. This is essentially what you can expect on a regular basis, basically an audio podcast. But, you know, if you follow us on Facebook, on social media, don't be surprised when you see like, oh, they're also doing this now. Right? We're yep. ramping up. So I hope you guys watch out for that.
Okay. So what should we expect from a GLive podcast? So there are basically two shows mm-hmm. and both of these shows will be aired every month. So I'll talk about the first show. Show number one is this, what you're listening to. This is GLive. And it's really a segmented show. Think of a variety show mm-hmm. where we hear from our contributors who will review a game or who will talk about a particular publisher. And we will also talk about some Gaming Library related content. So that's either an upcoming sale or event or even our Gaming Library's monthly bestsellers.
Yep. So those things are very important to keep you guys in the loop and essentially make sure that you guys know that, you know, Gaming Library's here with y'all. We're not the big old bad corporation. We're actually just your buddies. And if there's anything you want to be part of GL Live, our lines are always open. You'll always have our contact details at the end of this episode. And of course, we're always going to be an open book. So yeah, that's the first kind of GL Live or GL Live you will be able to digest. Monthly, right? It's this format.
Mm-hmm.
The second format, though, is where Glory and our army, our squad, our battalion of curators.
Posse.
Our posse. What else? Our murder of curators come around to a roundtable discussion and we bring up a specific topic.
Yeah. So basically, just for those who don't know who the GL curators are, we were organized by Hans. And we just look into publishers and we usually discuss news or current things in the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So we also do a roundtable discussion of anything under the sun, but of course, board game related.
Yep. Think of this kind of episode right now you're listening to as like a lunch or a brunch meetup, and then think of the roundtable as the party.
Yep.
Right, so we got two different kinds of GL Live content for you to digest monthly. It's up to you, whichever you enjoy more. You can listen to both. We would appreciate that. But most definitely, that's what you can expect in this new audio podcast format.
And of course, if you want to give your take on what you want to hear about, if you have a suggestion for a roundtable discussion, just drop us an email. Our contact details will be stated later on.
As well in the description of this episode. You know how we do. You know how we do. Let's move on to a real quick contributor spotlight. We're going to be hearing from them, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Hi, this is Ben from Ben Dares Halt YouTube. Also, Ben Dares Games, supposedly at GL Live. This should be a podcast happening right now. I don't know how the audio is doing, but let's see what we can do about it, okay? So I played the Unlock Exotic Adventures by Space Cowboy, the Expedition Challenger. It looks great because there's a dinosaur in front. Holy cow. So it's sort of like a pocket escape room thing, and it comes with a set of other exotic adventures. But, well, this is the one that I got to play with because it's not mine. I'd like to get some more because this game is awesome, but that's like my review about it. Okay, so when you open it, let's see what you got here. Opening it. Open, please. It's a small box, actually. Honestly, it's a pocket-sized escape room. Instructions here where you have like a set of white cards, which are like a trial run for you. You can do that for as a test for what you can do when you go explore the dinosaur island monster and rescue some of the explorers who were there. There's also a survival guide, which was important, and somehow when I played the game, I did not read it. That's why I could not solve some of the puzzles. That was so stupid of me. So, this, by the way, involves a lot of logic and also requires an app. You have to download the app to play it. Everything else is cards over here. It's like less than 99 cards. I can't really show you. The cards look really good. It's got like a dinosaur eye in it with numbers. It's not 1 to 99. It's like there's some spaces in between. And, ooh, look at that. Ooh, you can't see that. Ha, 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 ha. Instructions are given to you, but showing you, like, something about the lock. Here's a picture. You can check the picture of the lock. Also, a key that you can connect with. It's a puzzle like this. The blue ones can connect to the red ones, and you have to do some math. And there's a code thing that you gotta do when you enter the machine and thing. The green ones, the anchor, you can't move. The thing with this game, though, I would like to say is, you do require the app to play it. It's like, if you require the app, then why would you, you know, just, why not just play a computer game? That's the thing. But this is kind of well made. Part choose your own adventure, I'd like to say. Gosh. There are some puzzles I had trouble with before. I'll make a quick show of that. This one. This just shows you what it looks like, but doesn't say, like, what it is. It's like, oop, oop. It's like a code thing. You enter the code in the machine, and then you have to enter like numbers for the right number. And sometimes some things are like, if it doesn't work the first time, you gotta do it upside down, which I did not know because I'm dumb. There's a hint section there as well, and it will give you like two or three, sometimes how many times that you can enter before they give you the solution. And if they give you the solution, they do not tell you how it is that you arrive there, kind of. Like, one thing, like, it says, you have to do this, but then I had to check it again just to find out. That made sense to you. Alright. There's also, say, it's like a find your way. There are, like, cards with places with these things with, like, hidden numbers and underneath, inside, which is cool. And, well, oh, and other thing, audio. Audio is very important, too. You gotta get, they will tell you when to put the audio really high. Because it's an audio puzzle, plus also a tactile puzzle. And you've got to know the limitations and the things that you can do with your phone. I don't think it's a giveaway to tell you that you've got to manipulate. I guess if you have a DS, a Nintendo DS or whatever, like, you know how to work it, but I didn't want to have trouble. Like, we couldn't escape until my friend had figured it out for me. There is something about the unlock Expedition Challenger which doesn't quite work for me, kind of, because you're supposed to rescue 5 people. Well, technically, you just rescue 1. That's what the lady who goes into your office is saying. But you can finish the game with only rescuing 4 people. What happened to the 5th guy? I checked forums, and they don't know where it is either. I'm checking the cards again to see how in the world we can rescue the last guy. He's actually kind of important. I don't know. There's no solution. So if you guys know where it is, please chime in. You can message us here in I guess YouTube, or like contact Gaming Library, and let me know where the answer is, because I want to get you can get perfect 5 stars, but still not completely finish the game. So this is what I'm gonna try for. Anyway, this is Unlock Exotic Adventures Challengers Expedition Challenger by Space Cowboy. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Glory from the Board Gamer PH IG account, and I'm here to talk about Blue Orange's new game set to be released this year, Panic Diner. So if you go to Board Game Geek, you won't find anything on Panic Diner. You'll only find it on Blue Orange's 2019 catalog, which says that Panic Diner is for 2 to 5 players and it plays in around 20 minutes. I don't think this time estimate is that accurate. So for this review, I'll be breaking that down in 3 parts. First, a general introduction to the game mechanics. Second, I'm going to give you a sense of who's it for. And third, I will give you my personal rating. So Panic Diner is a real-time cooperative dexterity game. So weird, diba? Real-time cooperative dexterity game. You basically play restaurant owners who have to fulfill orders of your customers. So this actually reminded me of Diner Dash or Cooking Fever or Restaurant Dash. And that's why I really wanted to review this game. So what happens is, you each have a customer order that you have to fulfill. And this order contains specific menu items. So it can have brewed coffee, takeout coffee, steak, chicken, whatever. It's all printed there on the customer card. The corresponding token for such menu item is scattered in front of you. It's on the table in front of you, and you need to be quick to fulfill the order by putting the token on your plate. Once you fulfill the order, you move on to another one, and then the number of orders you have to fulfill will depend on the difficulty level that you choose. So it can be just 1 order per person, but that's too easy in my opinion. It can be 2 orders per person, 3 orders, etc. Once you've used up a token, it remains in the dishwashing area. The food token that you've used to fulfill your customer's order will be in the dishwashing area. And to get those tokens back, because you want them for your future orders, someone from your team will have to act as the dishwasher, which means that they have to give up fulfilling orders for a bit. This comes into play in later rounds. So, kunwari, you all have to fulfill 2 orders each. But later rounds, nauubusan na kayo ng steak or nauubusan na kayo ng brewed coffee, then someone has to be the dishwasher and then the rest of the team will pick up the slack. So the game just goes on like this for 7 rounds where you fulfill orders and you win if you are, I think, successful for 5 out of 7 rounds. So this is supposed to represent 1 whole week. Oh, and before I forget, the fun part comes in when there are specific conditions for the round. So for example, merong isang round na lahat kami kailangan sing-song voice or kailangan binabalance namin yung plate namin in 1 finger. So those are things that can happen. There are also some super customers that have really, really hard menu items. Like kailangan nila ng 5 steak, something like that. And then sometimes only 1 person can handle beverage or only 1 person can handle dessert items. Kapag nanghingi ka ng, for example, pancake or muffin, kailangan yung person lang na yun yung magbibigay sa'yo. So this game reminds me a little bit of Magic Maze because of the real-time cooperative element. But while Magic Maze was more about reading your teammates and also the puzzle element where it's the up, down, side, yung medyo nakakalito, this game is more about building efficiency and also it's just chaotic. We really liked it. It was a frantic game and we were all shouting at the same time. Nung una, akala namin masyado siyang madali. So akala namin pang bata siya. Kasi yung art niya medyo cutesy. But nung nakita namin na pwede palang may hard mode na all of us will have to fulfill multiple orders plus the additional part where the condition is only one person can handle beverage, for example, then it's really not easy. It's actually quite challenging. So, I give this game a solid 7.5. I will definitely play it, especially when I'm with friends who just want to have a good time. And also, madali siyang ituro sa newbie gamers, even to your parents, for example. And also for kids. I think the age rating is 7+. So, definitely family-friendly game. If you're looking for a real-time cooperative game, a cooperative dexterity game, Panic Diner, you should definitely check it out.
Thank you very much. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Real quick, once again, coming back to your hosts, it's Leo and Glory right here for G Live. Let's go into our best sellers for the month of June.
But first, our listeners might be wondering, where did we get this data? Is it local? Is it international? So Leo, can you tell us more about this data?
This is from the very confidential, secure, and just fortified data banks of Gaming Library. These are our internal sales reports that dictate what the best sellers of the month are for whichever month we're talking about. And these are the best sellers for June.
Okay, so why Gaming Library's data is relevant? It's really because it's the biggest retailer in the Philippines. I'm really a consumer, and I'm not really directly affiliated with Gaming Library, but I can really tell that Gaming Library is the biggest retailer in the Philippines. So I think that their data will be pretty much accurate. And number two, I personally find this data relevant for like a guide, a buyer's guide. Having Gaming Library's data, na consumer nila usually mga Pinoy, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So the local taste is captured.
Yeah, so it's important for you guys to know what our best sellers are, and essentially, there's several ways you can use this information, right? We know why it's important, we know how it's relevant to you guys, but how could you use it? One, this is how you can tell which kinds of gifts to buy, right, for the special people in your life. Two, you could affect this, influence this, like, oh, I bought so many of this. I know that that's my fault. I know that I did that. And, you know, there's so many other ways that you can use this data, and it's on our part a service to you guys. And it's just a way for us to catch up to y'all and say, hey, you guys have been buying a lot of this. This is what happened in the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we should jump right into it.
Yeah. I personally don't know the list yet, so...
I have it right here. It's in my hands. Mr. Store actually wrote this report up for us.
Thank you, Mr. Store.
Mr. Store. If you guys are wondering where Mr. Store is, he's in the room, as he always is for any G Live content. And as well, Chief Meeple is out. Hans is actually... out of the country right now, but he will be back soon. You guys are going to be hearing from him very soon. But right now...
I want to have a nickname too, by the way.
Okay, we'll figure that out. We'll work it out. Maybe by the end of the episode. or maybe
our listeners can suggest a nickname.
Yeah, as we go along. But Glory right now, how about we get into the list?
Okay.
You want to go from the bottom to top or top
bottom
to bottom?
Bottom to top.
Bottom to top. All right.
Number 10.
Okay. Number 10. Spot it.
Okay. I've seen a lot of people play this recently.
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, Gaming Library is one of the biggest, if not the biggest retailer of board games in the Philippines. And we were surprised to find out that Spot It makes a lot of money not only here in the Philippines, but worldwide.
Yeah.
So we understand that this part of the market, the casual gamer market, the young person, I don't want to say children or kids, but this young market for board gamers is very strong.
Yep.
So yeah, Spot It is at number 10.
Plus, okay din siyang panginuman eh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. In my head, kasi counterproductive siya. Kasi like, what? Right?
Yeah.
Number 9. Is that Codenames? Nice.
Codenames.
Right.
So okay.
I think number
still
9.
Still strong. Still going strong.
This is Game of the Year 2016, right?
Yeah, 2016.
Wow. Vlad
so
is
this is Codenames
fire.
Everything. All variants.
Original. Okay. Wow. Food in the Philippines is on the way up, I think.
Okay.
We'll get there.
That's interesting.
That's Vlada, right? That's Vlada. Yep. Vlada is on fire still, years later.
That's interesting because they've recently come up with new variants, mm-hmm. but it's the only code names on the list, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
very interesting.
All the variants, I think, are up there, but nothing beats the original.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At number 8, we have Corridor Mini.
Mini.
Have you played Corridor?
Yes, I love Corridor.
There you go. Yeah. I hear people because they're very, it's polarizing. Corridor's
really?
Polarizing. Yeah, they're like, I hate that game.
Actually, Squadro made me fall in love with.
Oh, it's Squadro first.
Yeah, Squadro first. Huh. Because of Squadro, I bought Corridor and Quixo. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, Corridor Mini, it's a bit, essentially the travel version.
Yeah. Pero bakit mini?
Because it's mini. A lot of people
ang
want
ganda kaya no full.
Right? Even I was, giant?
Yeah. No, well, not the giant one. Okay. But I was actually considering buying the mini one.
Mm-hmm.
But
you got normal though.
Yeah, I got the normal size. One.
Yeah. The thing about mini is I think people want to get into this hobby mm-hmm. at like the lowest possible entry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe eventually if Corridor graduates them into something like Splendor mm-hmm. or Azul, mission accomplished.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Number 7 is Avalon.
Okay. I love
that
Avalon.
Is legit one of the first few board games I played like in public with a big group of friends. And these friends I met playing Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I understand its staying power.
Yep. It's surprising because Avalon has already been popular since I started gaming.
Right?
2014, 2015?
Me a couple years before that.
Yeah, and then still.
It's still there.
And it's interesting because in the Philippines, mas mabenta ang Avalon than Resistance.
I would agree.
Right? Yeah. Because
it's easier.
Everything you need to get that full experience is already in the box. Mm-hmm.
The way that I think Resistance sells itself is because of the expansion built in
yep,
with
yep.
the actions. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe other people from other parts of the world enjoy that more,
mm-hmm.
but we just like the roles.
Yep.
Right? We like that. We like that.
Yeah.
We like that that aspect. Number 6, we have Cards Against Humanity.
Still. Of course. This is a classic.
The black and white box.
Wait, is this the black box or the pink box?
It's the black box.
Black box?
For her. For her is the pink one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
that one's rather new.
Yeah.
So I think it's
but that's sold out too.
Also, yeah. right? It's a matter
my
of time.
Gosh, Cards Against Humanity.
It's a matter of time till that catches up. But yeah, Cards Against Humanity. Wow, that thing came out in what, 2015? Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Some of those jokes are just so dead, but people like it still.
Yep, yep.
Ah. All right, let's move on to the upper half now of June's bestsellers. We have number 5, Keyforge.
Keyforge.
Call of the Archons.
So, dagdag na ako sa July kasi I just bought Keyforge now.
Yes! Fresh off of her first experience with Keyforge.
Thank you for teaching it to me.
Gloria and I played the game like I taught her before this. You guys know I'm big on Keyforge. So yeah, this explains, right?
Yep.
Why it's number 5.
So this is a starter kit or just Keyforge?
Just the packs.
Oh, just the packs.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, Call of the Archons is the red box.
Yeah.
They're the red set. And it's at number 5 now in June because mm-hmm. the game, the set originally came out in November.
Mm.
So can you imagine that?
Yep.
In June, still, people were buying these red
yep.
packs.
Yep.
But, you know, some foreshadowing. That's not the last time we're going to be seeing Keyforge.
I'm sure.
At number 4, we have Corridor Normal Size.
Ah, okay, okay. So the normal size is there. But
it's higher pa.
But it's surprising because it's Corridor. How about Squadro, guys? Give some love to Squadro.
It's the newest, right?
Yeah, it's the newest.
And it's the...
That's currently here now.
Yes, and it's the smarter one, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's IQ 200 when you play that game.
I feel like Corridor is the smarter one.
Corridor, because it opens itself up to a little... The thought process in Corridor is yeah. just more straightforward.
Yeah.
In Squadro, it's like, oh, but you did not see.
Yeah. I just feel like Corridor kasi mas marami kang options for movement.
Of course, yes.
Unlike Squadro, ito lang. My 6 ships. Oh no, my 5 ships.
Yeah. And of course, your decision trees there are just much smaller
yep.
compared to Corridor,
yeah.
I guess.
But yeah, give some love to Squadro, guys.
Okay, Squadro. Maybe let's see in July
yeah,
when we
maybe.
Do this report once more. Let's jump into number 3. This is the top 3 of June's bestsellers here at Gaming Library. Organ Attack.
Oh, Organ Attack. Because na-restock lang siya recently, no? Or the expansion?
Always. This game is always in flux of being out of stock, restocked, out of stock, restocked.
I haven't played this game.
What?
Yeah.
I've played this game so many times. I go, every time somebody tells me to teach them. But yeah, I still love it. There's a reason why this is number 3 right now in our bestsellers in June.
I'm intrigued.
It is. Some people would argue that it is a, how do we say, Exploding Kittens killer. But I believe that they don't share the same space.
Okay.
They're both Take That, but iba yung dynamic.
Yeah. And I think this theme is not really that much explored.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you played Exploding Kittens, though?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we'll see. When you do eventually get to play Organ Attack, tell me if it kills it for you.
All right. All right? See ya.
At number 2, this one is brand new. Here's a Rookie of the Year. Well, more of the month. Number 2, Stick Stack.
Wow, number 2. Debut? Woo! Debut?
Yeah, I think. It
My
is.
My gosh.
Yes.
Very
strong. Came out
number
last
two.
Month.
Wow.
Number 2 last month. I think it's hard to
That's beat. All aboard though, I'm sure.
XL, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Personally, I've been doing rounds around the metro.
Just showing people Stick Stack, right? I love Stick Stack. You told me that Spot It was a game for drinking, right? For parties.
Yep.
I think it's this one.
Come on. Paglasing ka na, wala na.
That's where the
first turn mo pa lang, wala na.
Spot It or nang ano, nang Stick Stack?
This Stick Stack. The first
bottle. Oh, yeah. I love Yeah, so I believe Stick Stack has some staying power.
Yep.
And I like it at number 2.
Mm-hmm. That's surprising, though, because we have Men at Work and The Climbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one? Tokyo Highway.
But they don't just hit as hard as Stick Stack,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You mentioned all these games. I'm going to check them out. Like they sound like they could also not be board games.
So you like stacking games?
Yeah. It's fun. And you said, yeah, these are fun for... I said it. I'm sorry. They're fun for drinking.
Yeah.
They're fun for parties. So
I guess.
Got to bring that, right?
Yeah.
So that's number 2. Real quick, before we jump into number 1, let's run through this list one more time. June's bestsellers for us here at Gaming Library. At number 10, it's Spot It. Number 9, Codenames. Number 8, Corridor Mini. Number 7, Avalon. Number 6, Cards Against Humanity. Number 5, Call of the Archons, set for Keyforge. Number 4, Corridor. Number 3, Organ Attack. Number 2, Stick Stack. And at number 1, Glory, could you guess what number 1 is?
Keyforge.
You are correct. Keyforge, Age of Ascension. This is the blue box. This
that I just bought today.
The newest set. Yeah, it came out late May.
Last
day of May, early June is when we started to roll it out. And I think it caught up to this list. It made it to Mr. Sore's reports. And yeah, Keyforge, Age of Ascension. What do you feel? What do you think about Keyforge right now?
Right now, I think I don't understand yet, but I'm sure once I open my brand new Keyforge later, I'll get it. For sure.
So,
I think it has something to do with if you're a board gamer, if you're a board game collector, you're a completionist, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to check out all the possible combination out there. And since you're not allowed to build your own mm-hmm. deck.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. I myself am having a hard time.
Tanungin natin si Leo kung ilan ang Keyforge decks.
It's a very personal question, but right now in my possession, I think I have maybe like 12 to 14.
How about Mr. Star?
Mr. Star, ano yung sagot mo?
I have 2 that's assigned to me.
2 assigned to you?
Yes.
That's a very.
That's how I would phrase it.
That's a very safe way to answer it.
Very vague.
It's like, what are you guys now? Are you guys seeing each other? Are you dating? We're just really good friends. That's the showbiz equivalent of that.
I see her.
Yeah, right? So yeah, Keyforge, Age of Ascension at number 1. Gaming Library's bestsellers in June. This is ridiculous. I actually did not expect any less from, Fantasy Flight's new cash cow that mm-hmm. is Keyforge. I'm so happy that you enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it very much. I thought I wouldn't because I'm not a Magic the Gathering player.
Not in the traditional sense, right?
Yep.
Not the card gamer.
Yep.
Right? But yeah, the game just has enough in it to go like, oh.
It has
So that's how it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like you said earlier, it felt more like a Euro game.
It does.
Convert this. Do this. This is your ultimate goal.
Uh-huh.
And like battling each other isn't really your main goal.
Yeah.
It's a means to an end, but it's not your main goal.
Exactly. And that's what I love about it. It's like Scythe, right?
Yep.
You don't have to fight.
Yeah.
But you can. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you just have to fight at least twice to get there. Just to stop him.
Akala ko nga pinagbibigyan mo lang ako kanina.
Oh, no, not at all. Again, this is a topic for another day, but I wanted to show you like the game in its prime.
Yeah.
Like, I want to show you how to do it right so that when you eventually get there, like, oh, this is it. Yep. I unlocked it. So yeah, that's essentially key for. Oh, get it? You unlocked it. Boom! Ladies and gentlemen, that is June's bestsellers right here at Gaming Library. Did you make a right guess? Did you buy any of these games last month? Let us know.
And if you want to guess the next number one, or if you want to guess the whole top bestsellers, then just email us in the contact details down below.
We'll hear more from our contributors and we'll be right back.
Hello. This is Luke from Gaming Library, and in this segment, I will be talking about the upcoming releases of Portal games. First, if you know nothing about Portal games, it is a board game publishing company that is based in Poland. And if you know some of their games, their most famous ones are Imperial Settlers, Robinson Crusoe, Cry Havoc, First Martians, and even Detective. Their main idea for their games are storytelling. So most of their games have really rich themes and have thematic mechanics, if that makes sense. So their main idea is telling stories and making you feel very immersed in the story that they want you to feel. So for 2019, one of the first games that will be released this year by Portal Games is Imperial Settlers games. First is the Imperial Settlers Roll and Write game, which is basically a roll and write version of Imperial Settlers. So if you enjoy Imperial Settlers and want to try a roll and write version instead of a card play version, here's it for you. I think it will be released around Q4 of this year. So, but there's no set release date for it yet. The other Imperial Settlers game is Imperial Settlers Empires of the North, which is basically it's like how Pandemic releases different spin-offs of its game. This is like it. So Imperial Settlers Empires of the North plays very similarly to base Imperial Settlers. But one difference is Empires of the North is more of a race to 25 points instead of how there's only set instead of how like in Imperial Settlers there's only a set number of rounds. Also, Empires of the North has a worker placement aspect, which the base Imperial Settlers game didn't have. But same with the base Imperial Settlers. It's still more focused on the card play and how you manage your resources and build the buildings. Empires of the North also doesn't have a release date yet, though I think Portal is also planning to release it within the end of the year, if not by the start of next year. So those are the two Imperial Settlers games. There will be an expansion of Robinson Crusoe that will be released. It's called Mystery Tales. For those who do not know, Robinson Crusoe is a cooperative game in which you are exploring the island and surviving within a set of rounds while also completing objectives. Here in the Mystery Tales expansion, they added more lore and more mystical stuff, and they even added new characters that you can play. And some of the new characters are mainly like explorers trying to find hidden tombs within the island. And I think they added more mystical aspects in this game, in this expansion for the game. So if you like Robinson Crusoe and if you want more, and not just more but different, then I think this expansion is for you. And then there will be an expansion for Detective, the LA Crimes expansion. So this will be 3 new cases, 5 new characters, and it will be set in the 80s in Los Angeles, California. It's said to be adding 2 new mechanics, which is stakeout, which is waiting and watching for something to happen while you're in a scene, or like where you can stake out suspects' places, like that. And also eavesdrop, which is basically almost like stakeout, but you're more gonna eavesdrop on something. You might learn something new from eavesdropping than by talking to the person. Both of these games are set to come out next year, but there's no final release date yet, as they are both just been announced earlier this year. Watch Portal Games' website to see when these two games will come out. One big thing that came out this just started a Kickstarter. It's Pret-a-Porter 3rd edition, which is basically the 3rd edition of the Pret-a-Porter game. So when Pret-a-Porter went live in Kickstarter, in less than an hour, so it said 42 minutes, it got its funding, it reached its funding goal, which is $35,000. So I think it just shows how much it's a success. So it will end its Kickstarter campaign in July 23. So if you still want to try and back this up, it has already reached more and more and more stretch goals. So if you're probably gonna get this, you're gonna get tons of content and upgraded items. I think they're planning to, some of the stretch goals are screen printing resources, or like screen printing the wooden parts, or upgrading from plastic to wooden tokens. And then they added, for the stretch goals, they added cards with art from different artists, like Ryan Laucat of Above and Below, Matthew Laysen from the ones who made the art from Jamaica and Chinatown, and even Mihalo Dimitrivsky. I'm sorry if I mispronounced. He's the artist of Architects of the West Kingdom, Raiders of the North Sea, that one. So they're adding cards with art from these artists. So you're getting a lot if you're backing up this game. And you can back it, I think, as low as $60. And you're getting a copy of the game with all its stretch goals just by paying $60. But of course, that doesn't include shipping. So please note how much shipping is when you're going to have it shipped here. So that's Pret-a-Porter. For those who don't know about it, it's an economic game. It's fashion design. So players will place workers in order to make designs. And then there will be a set round. I think by the end of the 3rd, 6th, 9th, and 12th round, there will be a show. They call it a showcase. So you're going to showcase your collection. You're going to get points on how well you did your collection. But a large part of the game is making sure that you can pay off loans. You have money to start a new collection next round, and so on and so forth. It looks really fun. Just reading on the rule book, I think it will be a really great game. And another one is the Stronghold Undead. So this one, I don't know if it started its Kickstarter yet, but for those who are fans of Stronghold Undead, which is an expansion of Stronghold, they're remaking Stronghold Undead as a standalone game instead of an expansion, since people really like that expansion but they wanted to update it to a new edition. So Stronghold Undead 2nd edition is going to be a Kickstarter, just like Ret-A-Porter. And the main idea here is that they are making it a standalone game instead of an expansion for the base game. If those who do not know, Stronghold is, you can say it's a one versus all kind of game, an asymmetrical game, wherein one player is like playing tower defense and all the other players are trying to attack and kill him. But then in Stronghold Undead, they added more rules that I think many people say improve on the system of Stronghold. And I think that's why they're making Stronghold Undead a standalone game instead of an expansion. And for those who know Stronghold, the Stronghold Undead second edition will have new boards and new paths to reach the castle, more undead mechanisms, and more ways to get victory in both sides. So if you like Stronghold and maybe want more, or if you like the idea of Stronghold but didn't buy it because you think it was not enough, maybe Stronghold Undead is the one for you. So those are the upcoming games from Portal Games. So if you want more information, just go to Portal Games' website. They have news and they have pages regarding each of the games I have said, except for Stronghold, since it's still under Kickstarter, and maybe even Ret-A-Porter, since it's still in Kickstarter. That's basically the games that will be the releases of Portal Games this year until early next year. So thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Hey everybody, Sam here, your friendly neighborhood GL curator. I'm here to talk about my most anticipated game for Gen Con 2019. Gen Con is probably one of the largest board game conventions in the world. Each year, thousands of games are released during this convention. So out of the thousands that are going to be released this year, which one made it to my top one? Well, it's Unmatched, which is being published by Restoration Games in partnership with Mondo Games. The gameplay is designed by Justin D. Jacobson, J.R. Honeycutt, and Rob Davio. Restoration Games is a very cool board game publisher that focuses on quote-unquote restoring old board games. But really, they do more than just restore old board games. They update and improve on them to make these old games relevant for today's gamers. They've released awesome games like Fireball Island, Stop Thief, and Downforce. What they do is nothing short of absolute magic. Mondo Games, on the other hand, is a fairly young publisher having published only one game, The Thing: Infection at Outpost 31, which they released last year. But Mondo Games is one of the divisions of Mondo, aka Mondo Tees. If you're not familiar with them, Mondo Tees releases unbelievably cool limited edition pop culture posters, and I am not kidding, you should definitely check their stuff out. So what is Unmatched, and why am I excited? Well, to quote from Restoration's website, Unmatched is a miniatures dueling game featuring fighters of all kinds, from the page, to the screen, to the stuff of legends. Each hero has a unique deck of cards that fits their fighting style. You can mix and match fighters from any Unmatched set, but remember, in the end, there can only be one winner. So I have a pretty big game collection, but I don't have a miniature skirmish game. I used to own Mage Wars, and that got a couple of plays, but my friends and I aren't too big on skirmish games or war games, and we found the gameplay to be a bit too complex, and we couldn't get it to the table often enough. So I've always had my eye out for a light, streamlined miniatures fighting game. I'm now hoping that Unmatched, which according to the box is targeted towards gamers aged 9 and above, and plays between 20 to 40 minutes, might fill that void. Board Game Geek gives it a pretty accessible complexity rating of 2.0 out of 5, with 5 being super complex. I've read through the rulebook and I think that's accurate, as the game seems simple enough. You pick from one of the 4 characters available in the set, and you get a unique deck of cards. These characters have their own powers, abilities, and may or may not have sidekicks. So during your turn, you have 2 actions, which can be any combination of moving, attacking, or playing a scheme card. The combat is handled through card play, and there's no fiddly line of sight or obstacle mechanic. You won't need measuring tapes or area effect templates. Range and adjacency are all handled by the board, using the same system as Tannhauser. So, How this works is the board game has circular spaces. These spaces are connected by a series of lines and they contain one or more colors. Spaces that are connected by lines are considered adjacent and they are in reach for melee attacks. Spaces containing one or more of the same color are considered in the same zone. These are within reach of ranged attacks. The game is also colorblind friendly since the different colors are also accompanied by different patterns. So if you have color blindness issues, you can just look at the patterns to figure out which spaces belong to which zones. The objective of each game is also simple. You keep playing until the other fighter dies. It's a 1v1 or 2v2 game, but from what I read, I think it'll work best as a 1v1. There's also talk of a possibility of a 4v4 game, or a 3v3, but I heard that that'll require a bigger board than what's currently available. Aside from the simplicity of the rules, I am also excited about the potential pool of fighters. The website claims that they're featuring fighters from the page to the screen to the stuff of legends. The first release and the other announced sets definitely live up to this promise. This first release is called Unmatched, Battle of Legends Volume 1. The fighters are King Arthur, Sinbad, Medusa, and Alice in Wonderland. They've also announced a two-fighter box coming out later this year simply entitled Robin Hood vs. Bigfoot, and another four-character box to be released next year called Goblin Fog featuring Dracula, Sherlock Holmes, Jekyll and Hyde, and the Invisible Man. So clearly, they've got fighters from the page and the stuff of legends covered. But what about heroes from the screen? Well, that's where Mondo and its ability to secure licenses from different pop culture properties comes in. They've got a limited release for a single character pack featuring Bruce Lee that's coming out during Gen Con, and it'll be available later for purchase directly from Restoration Games. And the thing I'm most excited for? They've announced a Buffy the Vampire Slayer set coming next year. So, I've always wanted a non-co-op Buffy game, and I'm finally getting it. So, it's pretty clear that I think the fact this game features familiar and well-loved characters instead of an entirely new IP or a generic IP like maybe sci-fi space marines or fantasy knights and mages make this game super accessible. People will know these characters and will have some inkling of how they play. So instead of a generic knight versus a giant, you can have King Arthur fighting against Bigfoot. And who wouldn't want to see who would win in a fight between Medusa and Bruce Lee? And the potential for modern IP is definitely there. So I've got a long list of like IPs I'm hoping they'd release, including and not limited to a Hercules versus Xena set. I think that would be awesome. And finally, the main thing that got me to sit up and actually keep an eye on Unmatched since its announcement, the art. Like, oh my god, the art by Mondo illustrator Oliver Barrett is insane. I want a print of each card art I've seen. I want them hanging on my wall, I want them as phone and desktop wallpapers, and I highly suggest looking through Restoration's website and Twitter page for the card art. You won't be disappointed. And also, those minis for Medusa and Alice, they look super cool. Unlike some other miniature games, I would not be embarrassed to bring these out in public. No skimpy outfits with lady bits hanging out, and just the art for this game is fantastic. So to recap, my number one anticipated game for Gen Con 2019 is Unmatched by Restoration Games in partnership with Mondo Games. You can check out Restoration Games' website and social media pages for more information. Also, check out the Unmatched page on BoardGameGeek.com for a copy of the rulebook. That's it for now. Thanks for listening.
So that's it for episode 1 of GLive 2.0. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Like we said earlier, the next episode will be a roundtable discussion. Leo, can you tell us all about episode 2? Not all about it, just tease a little.
Well, the next episode is going to be a little bit more of a party. There will be more. There will be a crowd. And essentially, it will be about Spiel des Jahres 2019.
Yep. So we give a rundown of all the nominees and our personal favorites, yung mga dark horse mm-hmm. na feeling namin mananalo.
Or just really hard calling it's this game.
Yep. And I think winners will be announced on the 23rd of July.
Sakto yun.
Yep, sakto.
I think we're good for this one. I hope you guys enjoyed. This is, once again, another maiden voyage for G Live, of course, in its new form. This is the audio podcast version. Hope you guys stick around with us. We are going to be churning out more content in the next few weeks and months. So,
So if you have any comments or feedback, violent reaction, just email us at gaminglibrary.content@gmail.com. Or message us on Facebook at facebook.com/gaminglibrary.
It's easy, right? Once again, an email or a quick message on Facebook. Make sure you like us and that we will get to you. And who knows, your question or your topic or you yourself might be on the next GL Live.
Yep.
We'll see you at the next episode. You guys just take care of yourselves. My name is Leo.
I'm Glory.
And y'all keep on gaming.